You might think what I'm about to say is an unlikely coupling, but stay with us. So, there's a lot of Aussies who are struggling with stress, overthinking, and insomnia. Now, these are the fundamentals of what mindfulness can help with, right? There is also a guy called Rob Mills.
We know Millsy.
We know Millsy very well, runner-up in the 2003 Australian Idol. What happens when Rob Mills gets together with the Laughscape app and tries to create more mindfulness for Australians? What? I hear you say. Let's just go to him and find out what the heck's going on, Millsy. Thanks for your time, mate.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, great, Millsy. So you're trying to put us to sleep, are you?
Well, am I?
Or am are I? You tell
it's
us,
up to
brother.
You.
Am I just trying to make you feel less stressed and more relaxed before maybe heading off into a nap or maybe heading off to a deep slumber?
Okay.
So my good friend Max Price, and also was my neighbour through lockdown last year, and he came up with this incredible app, and he's like, man, I've got this idea. So I don't really sleep very well, and I don't like this meditation stuff, but I love gags and I love funny stories. Maybe there's a way to do that. So he's created this app and got a bunch of comedians to record in his walk-in wardrobe.
The studio.
During, yeah, very COVID operation. And this is the birth child of Max and his partner. Anyway, it's very funny.
Well, I'm interested in your story, Millsy, because it's 25 minutes, and it's the title is If Millsy Won Australian Idol.
So it was just like... It's very Cameron Daddo on Smooth FM.
Oh, brilliant.
I was going to say, Millsy, give us the blurb in the voice you do.
What if Rob Mills did the thing that you always wanted him to do? Win Australian Idol back in 2003. Oh. Like, it's always
Sexy just to hear.
Yeah. I'm calmer already.
Yeah. As am I. I'm a bit nervous though, Millsy, because I actually would love to hear that scenario, how it would play out, but I think it would get me excited before a nap or bedtime. Unlike some of your friends who have done it, we've got a brief history of carpet. I can see that putting me to bed.
Yep.
A date with Elon Musk, Dad's Guide to Porridge. These ones actually do sound a little bit dull. Yours sounds almost quite exciting. I mean, did you nail the brief?
I don't know. I don't actually know. I've not listened to it back, but I think it was pretty funny. There was a lot of talk about diss tracks. Like, I started making some songs about Shannon and Guy, like
brilliant.
Taylor battle.
What about Millsy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Millsy.
Yeah, that's what I did there.
It was great. It was really, really fun. As I said, a lot of different comedians have jumped on this. It's very funny. It is very relaxing. The music is very relaxing.
How fun. I'm really intrigued to get into it. And yeah. Millsy, you are a funny dude. I actually saw you a couple of years ago in Victoria in the Puffs play where you played an excellent Lord Voldemort knockoff.
Oh, thanks very much. That was a very, very fun show to be a part of.
Mate, that was one of the greatest plays I've ever seen. I'm not just saying that. I'm a big Harry Potter fan. I piss myself. For those that don't know, it's the kids from Hufflepuff who are going through the same schooling years as Harry, Ron, and Hermione, but it's all from the Hufflepuff perspective.
Oh, brilliant. The kids on the other side of the room.
Yes.
Oh.
And they're all sort of losers and rejects, and they're all in Hufflepuff. And Millsy played Lord Voldemort.
Okay.
Yeah, second act. I was Cedric in the first act, but of course, for those who don't know, and you should know by now, Cedric loses his life.
How delicately put, yeah.
Yep. My boy! That's my boy!
Yeah.
Wow, are you also the dad?
Yeah. Someone would always shout that out almost every show.
Gorge!
He had like a skull cap on to be bald, and he's like coming in with like Voldemort's getting drunk, having cocktails. It's very funny.
Does Voldemort go after the Hufflepuff kids, or is it not interested and they want his attention?
Yeah, he goes after everyone. I wish
he goes after everyone. He was very camp. He wore like a big green kimono and a skull cap, and I think it was Band-Aid over my nose.
So, like, forgive me for saying this, but what's Millsy doing day-to-day these days?
So I just finished the tour of Chess the Musical, so with Nat Bass, Paulini, incredible performers like Mark Furze, Alex Lewis, and so it was a really incredible show.
Right on.
And you can download Laughscape now from the App Store and Google Play Store, laughscapeapp.com as well if you want to check it out. Millsy, thanks for joining us, mate. Good to chat.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.